I'm Halcyon. Welcome to Hug Nation. Today, the topic is an ode to Pato Bantan. Now, Pato Bantan is a reggae artist who got started in the 80s. I first heard his name in association with the Beat and some of the ska bands in my junior high and high school years.
I do not sip the coke, I only smoke.
Sensi Miller.
I do not sip the coke, I only smoke.
Sensi Miller.
Nah, I go sip no coke, I only smoke.
Sensi Miller.
Had some hits, and it was just kind of a part of my youth. And so he hasn't had a new record since 2008. I think we can use the word record. But, you know, his name occasionally pops up. And this weekend, he played at the local community festival called Fiesta del Sol. Really cool event that Solana Beach puts on. All sorts of bands, 2 days of music. And it's, you know, local bands, and there's like kids groups that play. There's like the local rock academy puts on shows of their students, and art mart type stuff of the local photographers and painters, and super fun. And then they have this one row of way too aggressive commission-based like street fair people that are trying to get you to sign up for solar or a gym membership. And quite frankly, I could do without aggression row. That being said, it's always a fun time, and I've always looked forward to the community coming out, and there's beer gardens that get out of control and are super fun. And it's always cool to see, usually they have one or two names that end the day on Saturday and Sunday that are kind of people that you've heard of. Sometimes, you know, bands that used to be popular and now are just kind of doing their thing. And this year, Sunday night was Pato Bantan, which was cool because it's a name I recognize, but, you know, it's also not somebody that I would go out of my way to go see. There is this whole genre of post-prime musicians, you know, and bands who go through their hit period, they get a following, and then they're no longer able to like do big tours, but they tour, you know, casinos or, you know, state fairs, and so they still get to connect with fans and still get to perform. And there's kind of this, I don't know, sometimes it seems like that's a little bit of a embarrassing thing to be once to be so on top of the world and now have to kind of make do with the scents and odors and of the state fair. But not that there's anything wrong with a fried Twinkie. I'm just saying there's a little bit more prestige to headlining a huge arena. Now, that's me falling into our societal judgments about bigger, more popular is better, is more deserving of respect, or is indicative of success and winning, and where we, of course, we want to have the brighter lights and the bigger audience. So, last night, Pato Bantan takes a stage, dressed all in white. He is now, he's 10 years older than me, so he's 55, and full band, and they're all in white, and they're having a blast, and he's just got this super positive energy, and he stops every once in a while to, you know, engage the audience, whether he explains a song or where he brings all the kids up to the front. And he stopped a few bars into a song about Nelson Mandela. He stopped and gave this incredible speech about, kind of, think about the sacrifice that this man made. Think about the years in prison that a peer, a man, a human being just like all of us, underwent because he was fighting for the freedoms of his people and of children and other people's children. And it was just like this, like, super sincere expression of integrity. And I was like, here he is in Solana Beach, which is a predominantly white surf town that's connected to the racetrack. So there's a lot of, there's, you know, some people with privilege. And here, this man, this performer, on the contrary, he is not on the downswing of a career. He is doing God's work. He is in integrity. He is speaking his truth to whoever will listen. And there's this crowd of people that probably need to hear this stuff more than anybody, probably need to hear it in a profound way because they don't have the daily reminders of the suffering and the lack of freedom. And so this venue that in my first judgment was, you know, not first place, not winning, kind of the hanging on to the performer status, you know, by strings. But no, that was not the case at all. This was a person who, just like someone who shows up in an open building and says, I'm going to speak the truth of my faith, and if people respond to it, show up. And the room shows up because people are in integrity. And it was so in line with a philosophy that I try so hard to live and breathe and embrace, that of, you know, direction, not distance. That of, do not get focused on the number of people listening. Do not get focused on the number of wells you dig. Do not get focused on the amount of trash you pick up. Focus on, am I acting in integrity? Am I speaking my truth? Am I in alignment with my true self? And if you do that with truth, with passion, then the right people hear it. And you have no idea the impact of those ripples. And so I went from being like, oh, here comes a has-been to take the stage, to here comes a perfect ambassador of divine light and truth, speaking to just who needs to hear it at just the right time. And I think, you know, the thousands of people that heard him last night were impacted. And he does that night after night after night for decades. So I have this jolt of inspiration from Pato Bantan. And all artists, speakers of truth, singers of light, that is acting in integrity. Because, man, that is how the world shifts. Yes, there's some massive earthquakes of change, but there's also tiny adjustments in alignment with truth that we all make in ourselves and in doing so in others. Sometimes it's done to a reggae beat, man. So, whatever size your audience is, there's a quote, I can't remember who it's from, but it says, if you've got a Rolodex, you've got a congregation. And that probably states how old that quote is, because nobody has Rolodex anymore. Maybe the new phrase would be, if you've got a contact list on your phone, you have a congregation. Meaning anybody that you're connected to is the potential recipient of your gifts. Thank you for sharing your gifts, Pato Bantan. Thank you for sharing your gifts on your path. Thank you for receiving mine. I love you. My apologies for that questionable Jamaican accent. I don't know if you ever noticed, but if you're really bad at accents, Irish accents and Jamaican accents kind of end up being the same thing. So I don't know who should be most offended by what I'm saying.